is that you could easily just say, you know what, I don't want to have to hear what this person had to say. I don't want to watch what this person does. But you chose to. You chose to do exactly just that. And to the people who have listened to the show, to the every single guest who have interviewed on this radio show, and there's been, thankfully, quite a few. And to every person who has called into the radio show, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for what has been an incredible journey. This is not the end of my radio career. It's not. But it is the end of the road for me here at WMFO. Now, I don't know what's going to happen down the road. I truly don't. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 5 minutes from now. I don't know. But what I do know is this. It is the people who got to enjoy the journey alongside with you that has made it special. It is the people who you've been able to build relationships with. It is the people and the right people who you are fortunate to have positive influences in your life that has allowed you to become who you've become, that has played a pivotal role in my life. As I make this transition, you will never fully know just how much all of this has meant to me. These last 6 years have meant to me personally, and as well as in terms of my career. But to know and to fully recognize and accept the impact that I have made here in Boston in terms of social media content, and as well as, dare I say, to some small level, sports media landscape, because that's not lost on me. I would be wrong if I left that out. That the impact that the content that I've been able to create, I'm talking about podcasts, radio shows, and as well as the videos that you see on Twitter and TikTok, I'd be remiss if I said that it did not have an impact on the local Boston sports media landscape, and as well as some of the national folks who now follow me across social media as well. To the city of Boston, you are absolutely amazing. To New England, you are the best sports city and region in the country for a reason. I got to live that out and experience that firsthand, up close and personal, for the last 6+ years. And I will forever cherish the memories, the joys, and as well as even the difficulties and the tests and trials that I've had to overcome as part of it all. I came here as a 25-year-old young man, not having much life experience in terms of being out in the world on my own. And I leave as a 31-year-old man with relationships and memories that will last me to the day I take my final breath in this earth. And to my friends, and to my family, blood and extended, I love you. This is not going to be the last time that you hear me on the radio airwaves. This is not going to be the last time that you see me. I'll be around. But in the meanwhile, do good. Be great. Be authentic in who you are. Don't let the world change you. And always remember that the world is in your hands. And the world has always been in your hands. And I want to wrap it up now, as it is time for Dance Music Express with DJ D. Before I hand it over to you, DJ D, any last thoughts that you want to share before I sign off?
Well, we're wishing you the best of luck, and stay in touch, and you can kick it anytime you want.
I definitely will do exactly just that. And Mike Cohen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure. I mean, it's just been an honor to be on your show and just be part of this. Sad you're leaving Boston, but I think I speak for all of Boston. We're going to miss you, but we wish you great things.
I appreciate that greatly, Mike. Thank you. It is now time for the Dance Music Express. This is Shukri Wright, signing off for the very last time here at 91.5 WMFO. Thank you to all the listeners and the guests who have had on over the years. And kicking it off for Dance Music Express, 91.5 FM WMFO, is going to be Block and Crown by Chris Marina, Rising Origin.
Get up off that thing, James Brown, man. Oh! Oh! I'm back!
Get up off of that thing and dance to you. You better get up off of that thing and dance to you. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you. You better get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off of that thing and shake the you. You better get up off of that thing and shake the you. Say it now. Get up off of that thing and shake the you. You better get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off. Good.
WMFO Medford. Good morning, Boston. DJ D here, turning it loose with James Brown. Get up off that thing. You're listening to the Dance Music Express music series right here on MFO 91.5. If there's something you'd like to hear, send me an email to WMFODJD@gmail.com and I'll gladly try and get it in for you. Quick shout out to my good friend Shuki Wright, who's on to bigger and better adventures. Hopefully he'll stay in touch, and wishing him the best of luck. Yeah, bring it on home to me, baby girl. I'm waiting on you. Willie Dixon. Baby,
baby, I'm gonna bring it on home to you. I didn't bought my ticket and gotten my load. Conductor done holler all aboard. Take my seat and rally back. Watch that train move down the track. Baby, oh baby, I'm gonna bring it on home to you. I think about the good time once we had. So done. My heart got glad. Think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you. I'm gonna bring it on home to you. Thank you.
you wanna go. So come on, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago. One and one is two, two and two is four. Wolf is heavy loaded, baby, I'm cooking, I got to go. So come on, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago. And two and two are four, and four and four are six. You got to keep moving now, baby, get a tab up it. So come on, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, the sweet home Chicago.
stand up and face the world. Let me tell you, your love keep holding in me higher, higher and higher. I said, your love keep lifting me higher and higher. Oh, now suck it, oh, lift me up, oh. Keep my love going higher and higher. I said keep on lifting.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Returns for us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Together, try to love one another right.
young bloods. Come on, people, get together. Hey, you're listening to me, DJ D, on MFO 91.5 right here in Boston, the Dance Music Express Music Hour. And I also play Jackie Wilson, Higher and Higher, Cool in the Gang, Fresh. And what else did I do? Jimmie Rodgers, a little bit of blues coming at you, Sweet Home Chicago. And I started off with James Brown, Get Up Off That Thing. My good friend Shuki Wright started my show the last time we'll be together. He did a great show here. He did the sports, and he's off to bigger and better adventures. Maybe he'll take me with him. I don't know. I got to tell you what's happening. Lots of good things going on. I did a big event Saturday in Elliott, Maine for the Cystic Fibrosis Organization. It's a fundraising event to raise funds for that illness, and it's conducted by flightforcf.com. And I am doing it again. That's right. We had a blast. It was a great turnout. A lot of fun. It was stormy, rainy when I left my house at 4:30 in the morning. When I got up onto the runway, it started getting better and better and better. And before you know it, it was like 70, 80 degrees. It was just a great day. But if you couldn't make it, don't you worry, because we're going to do it again. That's right. Mark your calendar. This time in Massachusetts. Beverly Airport Family Days, September 23rd and 24th. And again, it's to raise funds for cystic fibrosis. That's a terrible illness, and hopefully we could find a cure by continuing to do these events. And if you want more information on that, go to flightforcf.com, and they have a nice website there, and you can check out the information on the website. And we're going to be there for 2 days in Beverly, and we would love to have you join on our team. That's right. We are looking for volunteers, and we are looking for sponsors, and I'm looking to put somebody else on the team with me. So if you're available, I'd love to have you join on with me. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you join on with me, you know, maybe I'll buy you like a hamburger or something. You know, how can you go wrong? Dance Music Express music series right here on MFO 91.5 DJD. Stevie V, Dirty Cash. MFO!
no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder it's time that she's gone.
Have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. You got to start taking care of yourself. Diabetes is a very, very dangerous disease. You must get out, do a little exercise, watch what you eat, and always, always just try to be better. A little bit every day helps. I should follow my own advice. In fact, I'm going to have the surgery soon. The couch removed from my back. All right, enough with the jokes. Here we go. Beverly Airport Family Days. We're doing it again. That's right. I just want to re-emphasize the greatness of these events, and we just had a blast up in Maine. Great crowd, lots of people, and I got to give a shout-out to Rich Little and Tasha. They just did a great job putting that show together. It was incredible. It's so much work prior to doing these events. You wouldn't believe the amount of hours and hours and hours that goes into just putting these things off to make sure they run correctly. And it was perfect. The weather turned out perfect. We were concerned. It was really stormy. And I was heading up to Maine at 4:30 in the morning. And I got to tell you right now, it was stormy. And I'm thinking, I hope we don't get canceled. But we did. The sky started to open up about, I don't know, 6 in the morning, and you could see the clouds breaking right over the runway, and said, this is going to be great. And it turned out wonderful. It was just a great day. And we gave some flights away. We gave some lessons away and all kinds of good things. And we're going to be doing this again in Beverly. That's right, Beverly Airport Family Days, September 23rd and 24th. Mark your calendar. If you didn't make Maine, which a lot of people, it's a little hot, you know, far for them to travel, check us out in Beverly. We're going to be there for 2 days. It's just going to be a ton of fun. We're going to have paratroopers. We're going to have helicopters, jets, all kinds of stuff to look at. Great aircraft. And we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff. I don't have the list from my producers yet, but we're going to be giving away a lot of stuff like we did in Maine. So it's going to be just a lot of fun. Law enforcement's going to be there. Remote control aircraft demonstration. All kinds of great stuff. Vintage aircraft and helicopters, like I said. And the food trucks. The ice trucks, the ice cream trucks, great stuff. We had them in Maine, and hopefully they're going to be back with us again. And I got to give a quick shout-out to my good friend who worked very hard on the Wheels of Steel, Harmony. She is a sweetheart. She did a great job. Hopefully we can get her over to Beverly, another one who lives far away, so we got to see if we can. Maybe we'll fly her in. I'll talk to my buddy, see if we can get her to fly in there. That'd be great. But it's going to happen again September 23rd and 24th. We need volunteers. We need sponsors. That's right. So for more information, send an email to info@flightforcf.com. And we'd love to talk to you. You'll have a lot of fun volunteering. We had a ton of volunteers the other day, Saturday. It was just great. And we'd love to have you guys doing the same. And also, if you know somebody to be interested in learning how to DJ, if I can't get my girl Hami, maybe I can put them on and have them send me an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com, and you'll just have a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here on MFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. If you would like to reach out to me, send me an email to dancemusicexpress@gmail.com or wmfodjd@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to wmfo.org, click on listen, and you'll be able to catch up with me. I'm on Wednesdays. We may be going through a schedule change. I'm not sure. Lots of changes going on at the radio station. It's that time of year where things change in September. So, but right now, currently, I'm on at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. So you can tune in and catch up with me. If you want to hear something, send me a text or an email to the WMFODJD, and I'll @gmail.com, and I'll take care of you as best I can. Musically, I am going to continue. I'm not sure what I'm going to continue with. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally. Yeah. Back in the 60s, y'all.
Mustang Sally.
Do it. One, two, three, good love.
Got time for a few more and then I'm out of here, y'all. Don't forget, mark your calendars. Beverly Airport Family Days is going to happen at the end of the month. For more information, send me an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can go to the website, www.flightforcf.com, and it talks about the fundraising efforts for cystic fibrosis, and there's a lot of great information on there. And it has the dates, because actually it's, we're not only in Beverly, but we're back in New Hampshire after Beverly. So there's a lot on the calendar. Check it out. Send me an email. And I just want to shout out and say thank you to everybody who lets me into their homes and their hearts and entertain them for, today was like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, because my good friend Shuki, who today was his last day on the radio show here at MFO. He does the sports. He's on to bigger and better things. It's a big secret. He's not letting it out of the bag yet, but we're going to find out, and I'll keep you posted as soon as I know. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun. He's just a great guy and just very knowledgeable in sports, and just we wish him the best. He's just an absolute great person. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here on MFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. I love you, and I'll catch you next time. Thank you.